Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I honestly will say that I talked about it before, and I, you know, I guess I have to talk about it again because it does happen. It does happen with artists and their music was released professionally. My songs on my album Hollywood Dreams Forever or Dove Night, Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now, or I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2, etc. All written by me. I've written those songs, and you know, there was another person who written it, but I pretty much was one of the main songwriters, and I own the song. I have it on copyright, so I wanted to tell you that. You know, I talk about it because, you know, people around me still saying, coming to me, I don't know why, you know, say that they're going to take the song or lie to him or see that it was a publishing company. It wasn't no publishing company. They said BMI Publishing. There is no BMI Publishing exists. You know, there is, I am with BMI as a, honestly, as a songwriter and a publisher, a big lucky guy publishing worldwide. But I had to because of that same situation. There are people who listen to my songs, my pop songs, or my rock songs, or songs I made that I released, and, you know, who say that I didn't own it, I didn't write it, or they try to pretend to be me. Honestly, you'll know who I am because I have a distinct voice and sound when I sing and my personality. And I don't want to talk about it too much anymore, but, you know, it could happen and it probably have without me knowing that people were discussing my song. You know, my song is on the U.S. Copyright Office. That's the main protection. I told you before that if you release a song to, you know, on an album like on Spotify, you know, all of my songs in particular on Spotify, just like other musicians who are careful, I had to put it on copyright before I release it. That is the main protection. That is the most important protection because we don't have a, you know, there's no magical ability for people to see who the real songwriter is. That's for to protect myself legally and so on. Now, the other stuff with registering with BMI, I had to because, you know, for me to be recognized as an artist in some way, even though my songs are not hits, for I can possibly one day make a buck, make a few bucks because I haven't really had a hit. But if it's played or whatever, I guess I owe somebody. And then there's the, you know, the publishing is to protect, you know, it's the other part, you know, you control the business side. So that's a full protection of the music for artists. But is that good enough for protection? It pretty much is, but some people, as I know, have disregarded all that. So all I can say is that I'm, you know, it has happened. I've seen it happen with other artists, famous people in particular. So, you know, ASCAP, ASCAP and BMI, Broadcast Music Corporation, which I'm affiliated with, deal with both songwriters and songwriters who write songs and release to the public. A lot of the major artists of our time, like Elvis Presley or the Beatles or Michael Jackson, Mariah Carey, who had number ones, you know. I'm talking about big people, Madonna or Sting, Police, you know, or, Bob Dylan, all those kind of people. I signed to one of those, ASCAP and BMI, and pretty much have everybody. But some people went to Southern Cal, so S-O-C-A-N, Can, or CSEC, SECAC. So they went to those two. Those are similar. Or overseas, they have one, PRS. You know, those performance societies pay the artists for the performing of the songs. So, ask up at BMI are the main ones, you know. The starving artists, you know, pretty much everybody's with them. So, the ones who sold millions are with them. The Beatles in particular, you know, John Lennon and Paul, you know, they're you know, they with GMR or ESCAP. I think Paul McCartney's with ESCAP. So, and then John Lennon's affiliated somewhat with BMI or Yoko Ono's affiliated with BMI. You know, the thing is that it's important for me to at least get, you know, I haven't got recognition for my works, but at least I get recognized as writing the songs for it. The artist side, you know, I have not really made anything, hardly anything, which is understandable, but I work very hard. You know, I'm a struggling artist. I've been doing it for a very long time, and getting it to this level, indie label, was very lucky, and it's still a struggle. So that's my. So I wanted to say I own those songs, but you know I can work with people. As I said, I'm very reasonable. You know, I know how the business is inside and out, and that's the thing. You know, I do know somebody who I'm not going to name to protect his, you know, his identity, who released songs without a copyright. And I told him not to do that because in this day and age, just, you know, somebody, you know, it's not, the world's not, you know, we're not living with among people who are honest. A lot of people are honest, but some people could take that song without a copyright and take it for themselves, you know. And seeing many famous songs not written, I'm not giving credit to the actual songwriter. And seeing several lawsuits, many settled out of court, I don't want to deal with that. You know, I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with honesty. Most people are honest. You know, we're honest. You know, the music business has, you know, so much stuff going on. So my stance is that my music is authentic. I wrote the songs. Even if I wrote the lyrics, just the lyrics, or the lyrics and music, because I'm involved in both. Like Bass and Jam Part 2, I did both. Or if I just did the lyrics and someone else does the music, I'm still the songwriter. You know, the songwriter is either or. So if you write the words, or you write the music, or you one person write one part, one person write the lyrics, and one person write the music, they both own the song. Yes, they have laws about hired, work for hire, all that stuff. But still, Hollywood Dreams Forever is about that dream, you know. And I can work with anybody. I tell the truth. The thing is, I have to tell the truth. But not only tell the truth, but to protect my music. I can't be no fool if I'm going to just release my songs without copyright. Or just, you know, some people think that's not a good thing. And I say, well, if you want to release a song without copyright, it's a big risk. Somebody out there could possibly infringe on that. Yes, I'm naturally protected if I write that song. But saying that I wrote it is one, you know, I have to show proof. And that's what the copyright does. Because I did send songs to a label without a copyright, which was foolish, if you really think about it. But that's when I was so young, so I'm more aware of that because I want to own this stuff, you know. I want to, and then if I work with somebody directly, whatever I sign, I signed. And then it's on me, you know. If I sign it away or whatever, then it's on me, and I didn't sign anything away. You know, but if I signed it away directly and I have a paper with my signature directly, the real person, that's over me. I have, you know, I bring this up because I have people saying forgery, or he's trying to sign my name on something that I didn't do, or sign it away. That's a crime to commit forgery, because I never sign anything away. And if I did, it would show up in BMI or someone else getting the music or something. But I did have people getting more of my publishing without me knowing, you know, the videos, and I had to straighten that out. And then they were supposed to get just for the videos being played, but they wanted to get money from the income from the song. And I was like, oh, that was not part of the deal. They just get, you know, they promote my video, but they want more than the video. They want the income from the actual songwriting with BMI. And I said, no way. And I did have a company who I tried to work with who kept my account, committed fraud, wanted to use it, you know, make money, and they did. And I protect my music. It's protected, you know, and so I straightened all that out. You know, we have to be honest. You know, if you're a talented person and you wrote the song, you should get credit for it. But and that's the idea. But the world, the real world is, some people are not honest. So that's why I talk about it, because Hollywood Dreams Forever is so important to me, and I respect other artists. When I hear somebody's art music, I always tell them to, you know, I wish them luck. I always respect someone else's material, because that's their music. So the person that told me he didn't protect it, I tell him, protect his music. And I hope he did. I'm a very good person because, when they come to me and they're like, make sure you have it protected, because I want them to get credit for something that they wrote. Because it's difficult to get money as an artist, as a singer, and a songwriter, you know. It's really hardly no money. You know, most artists don't make nothing until they get that big break. You really don't. You can't make a living as a singer-songwriter unless you get the big break. Really, that's the truth for me. That's why I was forced to go back to college. My dream didn't come true. I spent all those years singing. You know, I was all over the valley. You know, I was all over the valley. I was all over Hollywood singing, you know, and doing things and trying to make it and trying to get my act together. I was trying to do what I can to make it. You know, I was doing desperate things. I was food, and I was starving, and I was homeless. I had to find a place, and then I had to get employment to find a place, and I had to do whatever I can to survive. So it was really bad, and it's still that way in some ways, but I'm much better than I was in those days. So, and then I had to go back to college, because after 10, 11, 12, 13 years, and then I was on complications, and no one gave me nothing. They gave me no deal or nothing on complication. A certain radio station that's major didn't play my song, and I think it was sabotaged by somebody near me making up stories about me not owning the song, or I was crazy when actually I wrote the song and I was an aspiring singer-songwriter. So that's what I experienced. So I had to go back to college. I had to get a real job in order to do what I have to. And I'm still in that situation, but I'm much better off than I was in those days, but I'm still struggling. That's why those dreams of making it Hollywood are forever. I paid my dues many decades over, and some people ask me, why ain't they out there singing? Out there singing, you know, as I get older, I can't be out there doing all those 20 years or 30 years out there performing consistently, going to Santa Monica, singing, not just public access. I did that, you know, but also shows at, Santa Monica or West Hollywood, or going to L.A. or singing in Hollywood, or going to the Valley and then going to here and then going to there. I didn't get discovered. And then to hear all those rejections, you know, like, oh, my songwriting's not good enough, or I can't sing, or I was turned down. Every major label's got a copy of my CD, and I was turned down. There's nothing I could do. I was turned down in bands trying to audition for a band. It didn't work out. Or if I did get a band, we broke up after one show it was like I didn't find the right band. Then when I found the band, these guys didn't want to be professional. So I had to continue to do what I need to do. I did all that for all those years. So the protection of my music is important. So I can keep it, and as a songwriter, you know, somebody else could sing it if they wanted to, as long as they come to me, the right person, and then contact me directly and don't go to somebody else who don't own it. I own all my material. I did not sign it away. And that's why I talk about it. It's really a hard life. It's about going for that Hollywood dream. And that's why I wrote about it. I wrote about it, you know. On my Spotify, it's got a part where it says, written by Dove Knight. Well, I've written 400 songs, and a lot of those songs I did not release. I don't know, you know, I've written so many songs. But, I've written so many songs, but I hope to release more, but it may not be the way it sounds, but the recording studio, through a recording studio for, two, three decades? But here's the last one that was released, in a certain recording studio that I read. It's called I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, Part 2. I mean, that is true. I am a starving artist. I'm living near Hollywood. I struggled too long, I mean decades, and I've been misunderstood and still being misunderstood. People don't take me seriously. They think I'm out of touch, and this is a place to make it. Hollywood is filled with a lot of dreamers, and a lot of them don't live in the city of Hollywood. They live nearby, whether it's Santa Monica or Beverly Hills or the Valley or whatever. I'm still one of those struggling artists. I want my Hollywood dream to come true. You know, that's why I came out here to LA. And that's why I still, you know, I wrote that song because that was so poignant in the center of why I make music in the first place. So that's all I'm going to talk about on this topic, unless I say that, you know, I want to apologize. I keep saying that, but, you know, listen to all the stuff that comes up or me hearing this and then hearing in general real famous people like Ed Sheeran dealing with a lawsuit for the Marvin Gaye estate or another person being sued. You know, it's important that we protect our music. I guess I'll talk about it because we got to know who the real artists are, who not only who sung it, but who wrote it. I wrote it. I'm the real person. And I bring up all this stuff because people made up lies about me. You know, said, oh, I'm crazy. I'm not in control of my music. That is a lie. I'm in control of my music. Or they say, I signed my songs away. That is a lie. I did not sign my songs away. Or say, I got some mental problem. I'm making up stories. That is a lie. All that's lies. So if you're a songwriter, protect your music by copywriting it. You have to. Because you don't want to have some thief or somebody out there who might listen to your song and think it's theirs. And I hope all your dreams come true because I hope mine's come true. That's why I came out here to L.A. Here's a song, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True, and you have a good day.